Oh, and welcome to the Problematic Sticker Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Gary, as we talk about anime and manga and all the good things that go with it. Joining me, as always, I'm my co-host, Ben Alfonso. Ben, how are you doing today?
I'm not bad, thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm hanging in there. Definitely better than I was 2 weeks ago due to personal stuff, but I'm doing pretty good now. So, yeah, been fun times. I guess you can say. Alfonso, how are you doing?
You know, Gary, I'm doing great. April has arrived, and there's a lot of animes coming out in April. There's a lot of announcements for trailers that are coming out in April. One of them I'm going to announce now. Spy vs. Family, Cole White got this trailer. Its movie for US is April 19, and I bought my ticket, and I'm ready to see this movie. I love this franchise, and yeah, I cannot wait. So I'm excited. Now, I don't know when Crunchyroll is going to put this on their, you know, servers, because they're the ones that announced it, that it was coming to theaters on April 19. I'm not sure. I've been searching and nothing yet, but hopefully it will be soon after it releases in theaters. So we can all, well, I can recommend that we could just all watch it together, talk about it, but I'll keep a lookout on it.
Alrighty. Well, it hasn't been the busiest of time for anime. All the animes that we love it to watch and enjoy, they're kind of on hiatus right now. They'll be coming back, you know, and a lot of them have finished. So there is not a lot of news. My Hero Academia Season 7 is going to be premiering on Crunchyroll. I believe they announced that on May 4th. So Season 7 of My Hero Academia premieres May 4th on Crunchyroll. So I know you guys are looking forward to it. I need to catch up on it. Along with a new movie, which I also believe got another trailer. But give me your next where they go up against Dark Might, the new villain Dark Might, which is an version of All Might, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So basically All For One, right? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
Evil All Might. So All For One. Right.
That's awesome. And as we know, though the movies are canon to the story, they don't really change much of the narrative of the main story, right?
Yeah, they don't.
Are the movies in any way in the manga, or are they just all original things?
I think they're all original things, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all they're original things. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it might be good, might be bad. I'm sure it'll be good. My Hero Academia movies are pretty damn good all the time. It's a shame they don't really affect the story. But in a way, it's also good that they don't really affect the story, because a lot of people probably won't watch the movie, and if they go into the show and it affects the story, you're like, well, what the fuck is this all about? You know, I never got to see this. But yeah, Alfonso, are you excited for Season 7 then of My Hero and the movie? You gonna go see it in theaters?
I've seen all the movies in theaters, so this won't be no different. Season 7, it left on the cliffhanger. Oh, sorry, Season 6 left on the cliffhanger, so I'm curious to see how it picks up with 7. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Nice. Alrighty, I guess we should move on then. Sandland, the second to last, I guess. Well, I guess the last original work from Akira Toriyama is officially available on Hulu to watch right now. Episodes 1-9 are available right now. The subbed, they're not dubbed. But if you have Hulu or Disney Plus, you are able to catch Sandland. Alfonso,
Have you
watched this new adaptation of Sandland? Because we know there was an older version of Sandland.
Yeah, I haven't started yet, but best believe I will.
From what I've seen, it's gotten some pretty damn good reviews. People are praising it pretty highly. So, I'm going to probably wait for the dub, obviously, because that's who I am. It is a 3D anime, much like Superhero was. So there is that to Ben, since you probably have a subscription now because of Doctor Who, Are you going to watch Sandland with Disney Plus?
I will probably, but I might wait until we can recommend it as one of the anime at the whatever amount of weeks we have at that time.
The game is coming out here soon at the end of the month, April 23rd. They released the demo. Have you guys played the demo of Sandland?
No,
I have not. Not yet. No.
Okay, I gave it a shot, and I'm not going to lie. That is a fun-ass demo, and it is nice. a fun game. the melee combat is okay. It's not really built for that, but driving around in various vehicles and tanks and shit and just having vehicular combat is a lot of damn fun. The effects are cool. The controls are simple and easy. The graphics look really, really good. And the voice acting is great. It's a good demo. I highly recommend you guys check it out. It might change your opinion on whether you want to pick up the game or not. So,
okay, it's not the game itself that makes me decide if I want to pick up the game or not. But I've had quite a few RPGs in a row because I played Sea of Stars, I played Granblue Fantasy, and I played Final Fantasy VII. That might be why I might not pick it up at launch. Just so I can take a break from RPGs. But apart from that, yeah, I'm excited for it.
Yeah, no, it surprised me. It really did. I wasn't expecting it to be like all fancy or anything, you know, just a quick adaptation, like a cash grab. But no, they clearly put a lot of thought into this game, and the demo was really good. So I do recommend you guys at least download the demo and try it out. But yeah, no, outside of that, there really isn't any other news that I could find in the anime world.
I mean, there's not really news, but part 3 should be coming up soon for Bleach, right? So I expect some details on that soon.
All right, yeah, I have no idea.
They announced it for spring 2024, so we should start hearing details anytime soon now. Which I'm excited for.
Any news that you have, Alfonso?
Konosuba Season 3 got its trailer. I watched it. Honestly, I don't know what's going on because there's a lot going on in the trailer. But it's a official release date. It's April 10th. That is this week. I'm excited. We all loved it. Obviously, they announced that it's going to have 11 episodes. It continues right after Season 2. I will wait till the whole thing is dubbed. Yes, this will be a recommendation within this year. I'm looking forward to it. How about you guys?
Oh, hell yeah. Do you even have to ask? That's one of my favorite anime. That shit's too goddamn funny, man. It deserves everything. All the good praise.
Absolutely true. We haven't talked about it because we usually say Dragon Ball News on the anime podcast. But you know, Spark and Zero did get a trailer, a gameplay trailer with certain characters.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot about that. Yes, let me actually bring that up. Gameplay showcase trailer. It was like 12 minutes long or something. Yeah, it was mostly the battle between Goku and Vegeta.
Yeah.
Actually, it was pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I've been on the fence. You know, you've heard me complaining about it. It looks fun, but I still have to say it looks... To me, it looks like it's going to have the same issues I had with Xenoverse 2. Especially when you look at the combat and how easy it is to like dodge and counter and
yeah
I don't know, but it, visually though, it does look pretty good. They showed off some more characters, but I'm trying to remember, find out. Dipso was featured, Super Saiyan Trunks, we got Ribrianne and her crew are going to be in the game. Master Roshi, Max Power Master Roshi, is showing up. We got Nappa, Birder, and Jace from the Ginyu Force. Topo was showing off, which is obviously
Kale versus Broly.
Hit Kale and Khalifa. So anybody else that I missed there? I don't know. They showed the board of characters too that they've announced so far. And obviously, there's just a stupid amount of characters that are going to be in this game.
Yeah.
Future Trunks, Jiren, what the who's the kitty guy? I forget his name. The wolf guy.
Bermondo? I forgot. I know it started B.
Yeah, he's apparently in the game. He's one of the icons that they have. So yeah. Ben, I know you're a big champion of Sparkling Zero.
Yes. I'm excited.
Did the trailer make you happy?
Yeah, it did. I actually couldn't remember all the stuff that was in the recent trailer because I've watched it ages ago. But yeah. I'm excited. Though I'm more excited to the fact that new Xenoverse 2 DLC got announced as well. with Evil Vegeta. Not only one DLC, but like four got announced. They called it the Future Saga Chapter 1. And there's... I thought I muted the site. There we go. We've got Rose Vegeta coming to Xenoverse 2. So... the Future Saga DLC Chapter 1. More DLC for the game that exists forever. that's my thoughts.
I mean, they announced DLC for multiple games now. Kakarot is finishing up that DLC with Goku's Next Journey with Oob. So that's coming soon. Let's see, what was the other one they had? The Breakers is getting their next big update with Zamazu and Goku Black as the new raiders and new survivors. I believe it's Mai, Huar, and Jaco as your new survivors.
I'm going to have to buy Jaco.
Yeah, which is kind of interesting. But yeah, Zamazu and Goku Black are coming as new raiders. So,
I wonder if there's going to be some Dragon Ball Dokkan Battle or Legends. Because that's quite a lot of Goku Black stuff when you think about it. Because we're getting Goku Black / Rose Vegeta to Xenoverse. We're getting Goku Black to the Breakers. That's a lot of Goku Black stuff randomly.
Well, we did get a new Goku Black, right?
Oh, yeah. The Dokkan
Rose.
Yeah, the global exclusive one.
Yeah, exclusive to global. Yeah,
the rubbish one.
Right now. Rubbish? He's damn good. What are you talking about?
Probably he's not that good.
I think he's great.
But yeah. He's not as good. Kefler is much better than him. Yeah. Talk about Dokkan Battle. They recently added Toppo to the Japanese version, and they just easy aided a load of units. They got Intelligence Dokkan Fest Gotenks got an easy A. AGL Gotenks got an easy A. Great Saiyaman 2 got an easy A. Toppo and the Pride Troopers got an easy A. And Rubrian got a physical easy, got an easy A. So, out of all of them, I'll be honest, the one I'm most excited for, physical Rubrian, because their easy A looks like fun.
I think I'm the only one of us who pulled her LR, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. I tried.
Not for the lack of trying. Yeah. I got her on like my second pull on that banner.
This physical one, we're great support for her because watch quit. The new physical after Easy A gets 88% dodge rate. So yeah, she is really good. So. But yeah, that's all my news about Dokkan Battle and anime.
Still haven't gotten Hurutagon, but I'm done trying.
I didn't even try. I got Goku and I stopped. I had no stones.
Yeah. Well, no Hurutagon for me. That's okay. I'll buy him with my infinite stones that I have. Or red gem, sorry. Alrighty! Well, if there's nothing else, we should move on to the anime.
Yeah.
Alrighty. My recommendation this week was Trigun Badlands. The reimagining of Trigun. It's so hard for me to talk about this. Alfonso, you and I had said, Ben, did you ever watch the original Trigun?
No, I've never watched the original.
Okay, you're okay with us spoiling some parts of it then?
No, go ahead.
Okay. 26 episodes compared to 12 episodes with this new updated version. They cut a lot of stuff, right, Alfonso? Like, a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Uh-huh. And I'm not going to say they cut filler stuff, because I don't think any part of the original Trigun was filler. Every episode in that show built on his character, revealed more about him little by little.
Mm-hmm.
And Trigun Stampede here reveals everything in the first episode. There is no mystery to him or the world or anything that's going on. Mm-hmm. Knives, his brother, revealed in the first episode. We never even saw Knives until the last, I think, four episodes of the original. And obviously, cut some characters. Millie's gone now. She's not even in it, unfortunately. Change some stuff around. The lady looking for him is a reporter now rather than an insurance agent.
Meryl,
yeah. But yeah, you know what, Alfonso, since you and I watched the original, kind of disappointed, but there are some things to enjoy with Stampede, I felt. For me personally, obviously story-wise, I think it still tells a good story, just very differently. I think the action is fantastic in this. I think the 3D animation is probably the best 3D animation that I've seen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's so good here. And I think the soundtrack is phenomenal as well. But obviously, it being so close to my heart, Trigun, it was kind of disappointing. Your thoughts, walk me through what you thought of Stampede.
Okay. You recommend this. I'm happy. Because I get to relive Trigun all over again. I watched this, and I was like, this can't be Trigun. I'm missing something. So I re-went and re-watched the original. And I had a better time with the original than with Stampede. We said it. It's a watered-down version of Trigun. Okay, you want to try something new. You just want to focus on story. I had no problem with that. But even the story is watered down. I don't like that they took away the comedy, because that's what made Vash funny. Like him running away from the bullets and how people were interacting with him and all that. That was just weird.
Yeah, that was his whole thing, right? You don't know. Like they did such a great job in the original of making you believe that he wasn't the person that people are saying that he was. Right.
And when did we find out?
Typhoon that brings destruction everywhere.
Did we find out? Accidentally
dodging bullets and doing all this shit. That was like the whole thing. Yeah. They took that away really quickly.
Which was like episode 7 or 8 until they finally realized that he is who he is. And we find that out in episode 1 of Stampede. I didn't like that. I don't like that we don't have Meryl. Me personally, I think Meryl and Millie. I think Meryl and Millie have a better connection and bond than she does with Roberto. He, to me, was a big dick. He made points that you should, stay out of trouble, don't get involved, cover your own back. We're only here to report what we need to report. I'm not risking my lives. Okay, he made points, but it doesn't sit right with me that it wasn't Millie. Millie's an idiot. We know that she makes dumb mistakes, but I feel she got to Meryl a lot quicker. Like, understanding Vash than Roberto did. That's something else I don't like. I don't like, in terms of story, which I feel the original helped build Vash who he is, Elgato. He wasn't involved with Vash in any type of way in Stampede. You had the Gun Gear people, the members, each of them testing Vash, breaking his psyche little by little when he encountered them, which ended up...
Elgato had one episode. Man, one episode. In Stampede, it was so bad.
Yes, out of all the Gun Gear members, you choose the bug guy from Stampede. There were so much better Gun Gear members than him, and you choose him to flush out his story. I was like, no, this is not working. Not Vash's arm. I was surprised that they took away his gun arm. was not expecting that. Like, yes, he also had the grappling hook, but that, and to make it look like an actual robot, like, first of all, I didn't even know when, you know, first watching it, the original, that his actual arm looks like a hand. His actual robot arm looks like a hand. You wouldn't even think that it was a robot arm. They made this one look so visual like a robot. I was like, no. And that was a surprise. You know, he's cornered and he jumps out and his arm is actually a handgun. For them to take that away, no, I'm sorry. I don't like it. My biggest problem, yes, they kinda similar. Vash had his weak moment in the first one. After killing Agato, he lost it. And, you know, Nye's kid catches him, which I don't like the plot of this. I really don't. How he easily catches him and just like, oh, I need you to open the world so I can create a new world. I don't like it. But my biggest problem is the whole thing with Meryl. Meryl has a better connection with Vash in the first one. She barely has a connection with him in Stampede. In the first one, she's talking, saying similar words to Rem, which is a key factor in Vash's life. And that kind of wakes him up. All right, I'm going to go and I'm going to take out knives. And Stampede, all she constantly keeps saying is, you need to get up. And that reminds him of Rem. How does that work? I didn't understand that. I really don't. And yeah, Gary, it's so many things missing that don't sit right with me with this. And I don't know where the direction they're going with, because obviously they changed something big towards the end, is where after he kills his brother, which we hopefully he is dead because we saw him disintegrated through the blast. We see him with no arm, but he's now called Eric. That happened like midway of the first one. But he's like, no, I need to get back up and take out knives because he's hurting so many people. So I don't know where this is going. Obviously, Elgato is still around. They took out, which we have to talk about. I do like Nicholas' story in Stampede. I think it's more fleshed out. I think he's more violent than he was in the original, because in the original, he's a little more comedic than he is in this one. And he stays true to his point in this one. So now he also has a friend in terms of the orphanage named Livio, who dies. But Elgato took him back, saying that he could still be good, still be used, of use. So there's still something with Elgato. There's still something with Livio. Obviously, there's still going to be something with Nicholas in terms of that aspect. So I don't know where they're headed. I'm confused. I don't know where they're headed. Yes, I'm going to watch it because I'm still a Trigun. It's still dear to my heart. But yeah, this one, I think, Gary, I'm going to tell you, this one was hard to watch. It truly was.
Yeah, I mean, it's still watchable if you've never seen the original. Like, I think on its own, it's good.
Yes.
It's really agreed. Great. Agreed. But obviously for us, like, we watch the original and it's so hard. Because, you know, with Vash's character, like, the one thing that also bothered me with Stampede is how he is constantly trying to kill knives whenever he's encountering him throughout the story.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, Vash always tried to not even shoot his gun in the original. Even in his final battle with knives, when he can't control his gun arm that's about to kill knives, he's still trying to stop it. Mm-hmm. He's still trying to stop his own arm from killing knives. And, you know, they try to mimic it here, but they kind of don't, right? He can always just shift his arm to the left a little bit, and he'll miss knives, but he doesn't, you know?
Which was another issue with me. They made knives feel extremely weak in Stampede. You saw it in the original, even when he was smaller, as they were showing them age, that he could control the plants on his own when he wanted to. But you needed Vash in Stampede to do so. And he didn't have his angel arm. It was not used at all in Stampede. I don't know. I really don't know.
I honestly think it was more for, like, the dramatic, like, the combat and the action. I think that's why they kind of did it that way. Like, throughout the entire original, like, he hardly ever shot his gun because he was so against using guns. But here, he's just popping bullets like candy, man. You know, which bothered me. And obviously the everybody else that existed in that world, you know, Legato, Zazzy the Beast, though Zazzy, you know, had more screen time than everybody else. Like Legato was, you know, a constant threat in the original. And here he appeared one time in one episode, and then they just forgot about him. Wolfwood, I agree with you, had a great backstory that they showed, combining like the traditional 2D animation with the 3D.
Yeah,
I thought was really well done. And like his constant battle with himself, you know, while also trying to battle Vash and telling him to get the fuck out of there, and Vash refuses to leave. Which I thought was great. But yeah, just throughout the whole show, it was just, you know, they spent 3 of the 12 episodes in the first town, you know? But it was nonstop action, right? Like, every episode was beat-for-beat action. Like, there's something going on. So, like I said, for what it is on its own, it's good, especially if you've never seen the original. But as far as where they go from here, obviously, like, do they bring back Knives if there is a second season? I don't see that they're going to do a second season, because I don't think it was as well received as they were hoping it would be. But yeah, unfortunately...
But you can't end, I'm sorry, but you can't end it like that. You can't end it with him, you know, changing his name to Eric. We get it why he did it in the first one. He wanted to be left alone.
Well, no, in this one, he forgot his memory. He has no idea who he is.
Oh!
Just like it ended in the first one. Like, he lost all his memories.
Yeah,
and Meryl is out to find him, and we see in the final episode here that Millie is going to join her finally. But she's out looking for Vash because she believes he's alive. But no, he lost his memory. Eren got
wiped. Yeah, you're right.
Which is how the original one ended too. He lost all his memories, and Millie and Meryl went out looking for him. So yeah, it essentially ends the same way. Well, obviously the combat stuff, very different, and obviously the whole tower, the giant plant thing, and all that stuff was much more emphasized here rather than implied in the original. But yeah, Ben, anything you want to add? I'm gonna say no.
Not really. No.
Alrighty. Well, Alfonso, what would you rate it then?
If I was rating this by itself, not watching the original or the movie, because I watched the movie right after I watched the original, which I still love, I would give it a 9. But because the movie and the original exist and they pull so much, I have to give this a 5. That's the lowest I ever scored an anime. But for them to just like strip down the original, yes, I understand you're trying something new, you're trying to tweak it. I get that. But to strip Vash who he is, you know, a person who, yes, they still follow 2T and Stampede that humans belong on this planet and they need our hope. They still stay true to that. But to strip his core, yeah, that doesn't sit right with me. It doesn't. Like, I just feel like Stampede was just a rushed version of the original. So yeah, I gave it a 5.
No, one other thing we didn't talk about. In Stampede, they're on a different planet. Because Earth is fucked.
Yes.
Whereas in the original, they're on Earth that's already fucked.
Yeah.
Vash and Knives are essentially aliens.
Yeah.
Who came to save Earth. And obviously, a very different scenario and stuff here. So, if I was to rate it on its own, I would give it an 8. I still think the action is fantastic. The animation is probably, like I said, the best 3D animation I've seen for a TV series, of an anime TV series. And I thought the music was exceptional. Absolutely exceptional music. And the fact that they brought back the original voice actress, too, I thought was really great.
Yes.
That was really cool. Because, you know, because Trigun was, what, 95? And
yeah.
Right? Was it?
Did
it
come out 98. 95?
98. And now, so many years later, you get to hear them again. Obviously, they've been doing the work more, so they've improved. You know, their craft is, you know, on another level. But hearing them now compared to hearing them back then, it's like night and day, you know?
Yeah.
The amateur and compared to the professional. So, but yeah, but as a fan of the original, like I said, I still enjoyed it. I would give it a 7.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the story thing that.
And I'm going to give it a 4.
Yeah.
Because it couldn't grip me. It couldn't even grip me to watch it. And if you're saying it was that worse than the original, because maybe because they wanted to cut stuff that so that new people can come and join and watch it. The issue is they cut so much stuff that the people that are new to it, like me, just couldn't get into it because it felt weird and not full. Like it was missing stuff. So the fact that they're trying to cut stuff.
Yeah, it was definitely missing stuff.
So the fact they're trying to cut stuff to get new people, in my opinion, made it worse, not better.
Yeah. I would say this.
I would say this, Gary. Watching Stampede and then the original, I wish they applied the animation from Stampede and added to the original. I would watch that as many times.
Just redo it with the 3D?
Yes.
But even then, for 98, the animation in the original.
Yeah, it's still pretty good, yeah.
You gotta remember, the movie that they did as well, that was what, like 15 years, 20 years later?
Almost? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy. Alrighty. Well, that is Trigun Stampede, the reimagining of Trigun, a very, very beloved anime and manga from 1998, and manga came out in 95.
Yes.
Alfonso, it's your turn.
It is my turn. Okay, so originally I was going to pick The Devil is a Part-Timer Season 2, but came to realize that this season has 24 episodes. Never knew. So that's out the picture. So my new recommendation for the Buy Try Monthly Week is Zom 100, The Bucket List of the Dead. It's on Crunchyroll, 12 episodes. There's a kid who is not affected, but his world is populated by zombie apocalypse, and he feels this is the best time to start his bucket list before he kicks the bucket. So yeah, that's my recommendation.
Also, a live action TV show.
Ooh.
Both available on Netflix. The anime is also available on Netflix if you don't have control.
Nice.
Okay.
Alrighty. Zom 100. I heard it's really good. It's very funny and fun. So, alrighty. Alfonso, where can people reach you and shout outs?
Shout out to you guys. Thank you for having me on. Gary, no, I am not mad at your recommendation because every part of me watching Stampede just reminds me of the original. It's so damn good. To me, the original is a masterpiece.
You know, I honestly was hoping and expecting it to be like Full Metal Alchemist versus Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, where, you know, it was vastly different, but Brotherhood was so goddamn good.
Yeah.
You know, I was hoping something like that was going to happen, but it was the opposite.
But yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at AliShan7.
Yeah, Ben, shout outs and where can people reach you?
Shout out to everyone that listens. Thank you all for listening. You can find me over at MJ_Chili on Twitter. You can find me on twitch.tv / Moogle Realm Radio. Thank you all.
All right, and you can reach me on Twitter at Gagaush. That's GAGOAUSH. Shout out to you guys. Thank you for joining me. Shout out to all the anime peeps and keep watching anime. Fun times. Bye.
Bye. Bye.